Ben Wagner is going to join us, Oriole broadcaster, at 8:30 to talk Orioles baseball. But right now, Brandon Hyde fired last Friday, last Saturday, actually, for the Baltimore Orioles. Mancelino takes over as the interim manager, my opinion is. Buck Britton would probably get that job on a fresh start in 2026, but that's just my opinion. But a lot of Baltimoreans, you know, this is like this a city of nostalgia, Ed. We always want to go back and do it the way it once was done. You know, we always think about the why not year, even though that produced no playoffs. We think about how great the Buck Showalter era was, even though it produced no World Series championships. But that was the last really successful run we've had before this last two-and-a-half-year run of ours. Well, Glenn Clark had Buck Showalter on the show recently, and this is the question that Glenn asked him.
Understand, I'm not asking you this to try to get you to answer a different question when I say it this way. Mm-hmm. If they called, right? If they did, would there be any awkwardness from how it ended? Like, would that be a factor for you at all? Would you be able to completely just say, I don't care about that. I would talk about the job. That's it.
Well, no, I don't. First of all, you know, how it ended, it was a heck of an honor. I stayed there, what, 8, 9, 10 years? I'd have to look it up, but you know, to survive that long in a great town, a great ballpark, there's nothing awkward.
Okay.
But, we've got a place up there that we go to when I visit my son. But I don't want to get, you know, I'm hoping that they win the next 10 games. I really, you know, I don't, it's, as far as awkward, baseball people, you know, you're around each other every day, and that stuff gets put in the back burner very quickly if there is something like that because you're trying to win.
And from that answer, do you think Buck Showalter would be open at 69 years old? Just turned 69, so next year during the season he'll be 70. His birthday is a day behind mine, that's how I know. Do you think...
There's so many people I know on your birthday.
Yeah, Gemini's rule.
There's so many 22nd birthdays.
Do you think Buck Showalter would be open to a reunion with the Orioles?
Why not? I mean, honestly, why not?
I think the only way Buck Showalter returns to Baltimore...
I mean, it's a new cast of characters.
...is one of two things going to have to happen. Either the hire will have to be made over Mike Elias, or Mike Elias isn't here. I don't think Buck is Elias' type of manager.
Why?
Because too Buck is too hands-on. Yeah. I don't think Buck likes all the numbers games. I don't think
so. He definitely does not.
Yeah. I don't think those two mix. I really don't. So
I don't know. I mean, to me, and I agree with it, he definitely resisted analytics, in my opinion. And obviously this is how this team is formed and how they got their success, you know, here and in other places. But I mean, I think if Elias was going to just, you know, think outside the box, as people find a saying, maybe something to look at is somebody who's actually just a proven manager who has sadly, just has a record of resurrecting teams and then, you know, leaving and then they win the World Series. But that's another issue. But he's a proven manager who's, you know, a real baseball guy. I don't know. I think I'd love to see him back. I don't think it's going to happen either, but
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Why? Buck is the guy, and I love him. It works for him. This is not. He's got to be the smartest man in the room. I happen to like this regime that put this team together. Mm-hmm. I think there's some pieces that they have to add to complete it in upper level management. But I like it. I don't think there's a good mix between them and Buck because Buck always has to be the smartest guy in the room. And if he's not, it's your demise. He is going to prove that he's the smartest guy in the room. That was Dan DeKett's demise. I was critical of Dan DeKett, but in all honesty, Buck Showalter didn't help him.
No, not at all.
He didn't help him at all.
No. And the problem is that was widely known. I mean, that was when it, and that's the problem. When it gets out to the street where people know who outside the organization, that's a problem.
And, when, you know, the minute that Dan would make a mistake, it became a 5-alarm fire. And regardless of other things that Dan did, Dan was always going to be remembered for the mistakes that he made. When you make a lot of decisions, you're going to make some mistakes. You go to the plate enough and you hit a lot of home runs, you're probably going to be amongst the leader in strikeouts too. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think the current culture of this organization is for Buck Showalter. I don't
think it's a good fit, honestly. But I did get excited when I heard, you know, his name bandied about. And I don't think it, and his age is not a factor.
And by the way, Buck wanting to be the smartest man in the room doesn't mean that he is.
No.
He's not always the smartest man in the
room.
And
it's not necessarily a detriment, because some of the guys who are exactly like that, and by that I mean guys who want to control everything. They, mm-hmm. You know, they want to be the GM and the manager or the head coach or whatever. You know, and I'm thinking of guys like Bill Belichick, Brian Billick.
Mm-hmm.
Billick was that way. But they were successful.
Right.
They were good. I mean, so, you know, it's sometimes, it was, you know, it's what it takes. The guys were just not going to.
You think Billick wanted to control everything with Ozzy?
Not control, but he was always the smartest guy in the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was.
Oh, yeah,
a smart guy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know.
1,000%.
Yeah. But I mean,
more so
and
than,
a smart
more
guy.
More so
though.
Than Buck.
Yes. I always liked Billick. He had a very dry sense of humor. He did. I mean, I remember he had one of my favorite quotes.
Buck is humble compared to Billick.
Yeah. But he was fine. Jane Miller conveyed this to me. She was at a party and ran into Brian Billick. And was talking about the city. He goes, "Oof, I'll tell you, it's a load off my mind that Martha Stewart, Ed Norris, and Jamal Lewis are off the streets." It's like, exactly. It's like,
your thoughts, though. Hypothetically, would you be okay? This is completely hypothetical. Ed, tell the people we're not starting a rumor.
No, we're not. It's just an exercise.
Yeah.
It's a radio thing, yeah. Radio bit.
Would you be okay with a Buck Showalter reunion? 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Buck Showalter appeared on the Glenn Clark Show. Glenn asked him if he was called by the Orioles, would it be awkward because of the way it ended? And Buck kind of pushed back and said, you know, it's baseball. What, it didn't end any awkward kind of way. But our question to you is this, and it's just a hypothetical. We've heard no rumors or anything like that. Just based on that interview with Glenn, would you be okay with a Buck Showalter reunion? 410-583-1057. Let's go to Crofton and get Keith. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Ed. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you? Man.
Great, thank you. So two things. One is, I don't know if he left a bad taste because of how he handled the 2016 wild card. And then I also think he lost the clubhouse after that, didn't he?
He did lose the clubhouse, 100%.
And I just feel like, I wonder if you can recover from
that.
Well,
different clubhouse now. Different clubhouse, though, now. I mean, about the fan? Are you talking about the fans or the clubhouse?
Oh, the clubhouse.
Oh, no, that's a different clubhouse. I mean, that's those guys are long gone. Some of those guys probably won't even know what happened in 2016.
Yeah.
Jackson Holliday. You remember what happened in 2016? That was 80. That was 9 years ago. Yeah. What was he? 12? He's 21 now, right?
Right.
Yeah, that. This clubhouse won't remember that.
Oh yeah, you mean when he put in Obaldo instead of Britton? Yeah, I remember it. No,
different. And a lot of the guys and people in the organization have changed.
The whole organization's changed.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
PR staff, everybody. It's a different room. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I do think, to answer your question, yes, I would be good with Buck coming back, and here's why. Even if not a Buck, you need somebody with a strong mentality, because if not, Elias is going to keep putting a bunch of yes men in, like Mancelino, who keep talking about scoring points and not runs.
Come on.
That did happen.
I know. But
he's not used to doing a lot of interviews,
yeah,
man.
I mean, come on.
That's tough sitting up there.
He's been in baseball his whole life. He knows.
That's tough. It's not easy to do.
I mean, I just did it the other day. I talked about the Orioles point there. Run differential. It's just, you know, whatever.
Let's go to Ellicott City and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Great segment.
Thank you, sir.
I have a 2-point support of Buck. I would love to see us bring Buck back and kind of create the new role, because I believe that Ryan Ripken should be the next head of Orioles baseball coach. He would be perfect for our baseball team. Bring Buck back to help him get ready.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Oh, Ed, you look like you just saw a card trick.
Well, I've never heard Ryan's name mentioned as a manager.
I don't know if Ryan would want that job.
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, having the Ripken name is so much expect. I don't know.
At least they picked a different Ripken this time.
Yes, that's right.
He even talked yesterday about the pressure. He know understanding Jackson Holliday because of the pressure that comes with the name. So you're talking about managing a team that your dad has ownership in on top of that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things. I was like, no.
410-583.
Bill's not interested either. He's not Billy anymore, right?
Who?
Bill Ripken.
Bill Ripken. He's not interested?
I think he's made it clear. So
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Would you be good? Would you be okay with a reunion between the Orioles and Buck Showalter? We got some text out there, Joe.
Yeah, here's one. I actually had to look this up, too, because I can't believe that it's true. Buck has managed for 22 years. He's won a single playoff series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that was
and
Detroit
then
Tigers.
And it says, why would anybody want that back if we can't get over the hump?
I don't get it. Who's that texter? Did he sign it?
He's not signed.
Because I don't understand. I kind of set it up in the last segment how we have a love affair with things that never really are fulfilled. Remember I said the why not year? We love that year. Folks, we didn't go to the playoffs. Why do we want? I love back in, what was it? A couple of years ago, the 2023 season, when everybody was the 2022 season, when the team was good down the stretch, let's have another why not year. Well, we did because we didn't go to the playoffs. What's the Buck love affair? I don't get it. Yes, he helped revitalize the team and turn the team around. That's because they went out and got pretty good players. You know, Zach Britton going from being a starter to the game's dominant closer at the time. Adam Jones, Chris Tillman trade turned out right. There's a lot of other pieces that went well. He had good players. Dan DeCat went out and got good pieces. Manny Machado coming up being great. Jonathan Scope coming up being great. Chris Davis finding a home run fence. You know what I mean? A lot of other things happen. I don't get the love affair. I get the Earl Weaver love affair. I get that. That produced championships and dominance. I get that. I don't get the Buck thing.
I don't either. I don't know.
Let's go to Dundalk and get Wayne. What's up, Wayne? Wayne?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted about the Buck thing. I don't know if Buck's the answer, to be honest with you, you know, but I do think that we need a veteran manager to deal with these young guys coming up. I think you need a veteran manager. And can I say one other thing?
Go ahead. Go right ahead. We know you called for something else. That's why I waited.
Yeah, I called yesterday to talk about Mancino, man. It's getting confusing right now. I don't mind. I mean, I do mind. But it's one thing if you just suck and can't win. But the decision-making from the team, like last night you had Kierstead, Mateo, and Trump. You had bases loaded and no outs. And you get one run off an error. If Kierstead, if that guy don't make the error, that's a double play. You're out of inning. Bases loaded, nothing out of it. You know what I mean? And it's just like I just don't understand it. And then I've heard people talking at the beginning of the year, maybe you can answer this, about Basalo coming up around the All-Star break. Like if we suck, let's just bring these guys up. And who knows if they can hit MLB pitching. But let's bring them up. Let's see what they can do. Who cares? But I'm tired of you got the man, Hanley, whatever his name is, Trump coming up. Bring Basalo up here and see what he can do.
Hey, thanks a lot, Wayne. Appreciate the call. Let me say this on veteran managers. He is one now, but when Aaron Boone was hired by the Yankees, he was a new manager with young players. It worked out pretty good for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Rocco Baldelli, he was a young manager when he first got hired by the Twins, young players. I mean, we've seen young, inexperienced managers succeed. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you necessarily need a veteran manager.
No, and first of all, somebody's got to start somewhere. You know, every veteran manager had his first job. Just the way it is. It's like, I'm not one of these guys that has to, you know, you wait for the guy to have the grayest hair to get the job. There's some talented guys out there who are young.
Let's go to Justin in Pikesville. What's up, Justin?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
Thank you, guys, for all your knowledge and expertise. I appreciate listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Rob, question. So, at what point in the season where they established that the season is going nowhere, would they consider bringing up Pasayo and other guys, like getting a head start next year, getting experience and kind of, you know, not putting pressure on Adley, but like kind of giving him competition sort of? I'll hang up and let you listen to your thoughts.
Justin, that would be for me now, only because this ain't working. I'm not giving up on a season. To me, if you bring up the young guys now, Ed, that's not my definition of giving up on the season. That's my definition of trying to find out what we have. Because these guys may actually light a spark.
It's almost funny. Like, listen, this isn't being pessimistic. This season's pretty much done. Mm-hmm. I mean, to get back from this would be, an historic return. the only people with a worse run differential are the Rockies. It's like, this is not a good baseball team right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, you know, we're trying to be critical for radio's sake. It's just, and you want to bring people to see what you do have.
Yeah.
And the more, you know, there's a huge gulf between the minors and the majors. So give these guys a chance. Let's see what they can do at this level. See what you got.
So call it to answer your question. I'd do it now.
Yeah.
If they were ready. I mean, bring them up and let them play every day and see what you got, because what you have right now just didn't work.